All right, time now for the plays of the week. Coach Belichick, Scott Zolak with you here. Coach, that big win against Pittsburgh, obviously a lot of great plays in that game, but the way that game ended, we're going to take a look at the final sequence.
Yeah, we'll pick it up here with 3:56 to go in the game, 24-19. We've just kicked the field goal. And so the kickoff here, I thought this was, a big play as part of the sequence here. Kick the ball deep, and this is Jordan Richards and John Jones coming down here, kind of forcing the play inside. But one of the really key part of the play here is Slater on the backside, getting double teamed by Chicharillo and Nix. And, you know, Slater's running through both guys, as he usually does on the double team, and makes the play and make the tackle there on a 17-yard line. So that was a, big play for us.
You know, that's a guy, seventh straight Pro Bowl. He's had a tough year because of injuries, but he's fought through. And here he is in a massive game for you guys. You need this game, and here he is battling like this.
Yeah, and again, here's the double team on the backside.
Wow.
And then this is Jones, Richards, and Slater coming in and making the play. So that brings it to third down and four with 2:48 to go. And this is Smith-Schuster coming over in motion. And so we're have a kind of a combination coverage here. This is Gilmore down at the bottom. So this is a big play right here by Gilmore, taking out the outside receiver. Gives Harmon a chance to help inside on Bell running the close route, the seam route there on Jordan Richards. And so Schuster comes underneath, and there's a little bit of space there for him. But Daron Harmon's there to come up and make the tackle short of the first down. He hits him, Rowe hits him, and then actually Eric Lee comes off the rush and gets in on the tackle right here and kind of finishes it off. So really a good hustle play by Lee, good tackling by Rowe and Harmon to make the stop. So big field goal, good kickoff coverage, third down stop, get the ball back with 2:01 to go.
Okay, and here we go, and this is that big sequence. These are Gronk plays, right?
They are. Yeah, they are. These are the Gronk sequence plays. Start off an empty formation, and so this is a Davis, number 28, on Rob, and it's one robber coverage, a coverage that we saw quite a bit of a week ago against Miami. And as Tom steps up in the pocket, which, again, the protection here is very good, gives Tom an opportunity to step up. All the rushers are past Brady. And so Tom's looking over here, and that takes Gay, the robber, over out of the middle of the field.
So it's the eyes, because that's what I was going to ask. Why is he going to the two-receiver side instead of the three? So that's Tom with his eyes.
And going away from Gronkowski. But There's Tom looking over here. And that drags Gay, who's really kind of a zone player here, drags him over here. And then as Tom steps up, he makes a great play. His the presence, the see Gay coming over, gets his eyes back, finds Rob. And, this is Rob releasing off of Davis here at the line of scrimmage, starting outside, gives him a good slap uppercut to get inside position. And then Tom steps up in the pocket and makes a good throw, puts it right on Rob to get the ball to midfield.
Great catch, great throw.
Yeah, it really was. Very well executed. You can see it from the end zone how Tom's awareness here when he steps up into the pocket, and here's Gay, number 22, the middle of the field robber. And as Tom steps up and gets ready to throw, that brings Gay out. And then when Tom reloads the ball, he's able to locate Gronkowski here. And wow. Rob makes a good catch and, as I said, gets the ball to midfield on Davis. That brings us to the next play, and Rob in motion here. This is Dwayne Allen, so we change formations on this play, and this time the Steelers come with a blitz zone. So they bring Hilton, the slot corner, the nickel corner, off the edge and drop into a zone coverage with the linebacker coming outside, drop the end off, and play a 4-under, 3-deep zone coverage. Good pickup by the offensive line. So this is the nickel blitzer. Solder has him. Tooney blocks the end. So we have good protection here. And again, with the zone coverage, it just allows Rob to get into the seam here. Tom makes another good throw. Rob makes another tough catch. And now the ball is down on the 25-yard line.
Got a little excited there, too.
Yeah.
He's had a week off. He's kind of fresh,
And then this is the touchdown run from Deion. So what happens on this play, the Pittsburgh linebackers run through. So it's a tough play for the offensive line. You're kind of looking to go get these guys on the second level, and then they shoot the gap. And so both Tooney and Shaq Mason have to redirect and take those run-through linebackers. Meanwhile, over at the point of attack, Nate Dwayne and Rob all do a good job of sealing the edge. So we end up with Deion against the corner in the open field. And, you know, Deion's able to take it in for the touchdown.
Great block by Dwayne Allen, too. I mean, I was going nuts on that one.
Yeah, absolutely. Here's the same play from the end zone. So, again, let's go back to the linebackers. You can see Spence and Williams trying to run through. So Tooney on the double team block. And normally what will happen is these guys will play over the top of the play. And then, you know, linebacker, the tackle or the center would have to come off for him. This is why these guys all have to work together so well. So when the linebackers shoot, then and the guards have to end up turning back on them. So now the tackle, or in the center in this case, gets single blocked on those guys. And so they pick off the linebackers. And now Nate blocks the defensive end. Rob collapses here, and Dwayne seals it. So you can see the whole defense is cut off there, and now it just ends up with Deion. That's what you're looking for. We'll take that with our running backs.
Great stuff right there. Great way to end it. That's a game winner right there.
So that, right. So that puts us ahead. 2-point play, you know, gives us a 3-point lead, which makes all the difference in the world. Had we only had a 1-point lead here, that would have changed, you know, the strategy here at the end of the game. And then this is the fake spike. So you can see Roethlisberger signaling a play here. And I think that, you know, our players definitely were alert to something was going on.
Sure. And you've coached him up too. You've practiced the defending the fake spike play.
Right, right. And so we're in coverage here. So we're man to man with kind of our two safeties are you know, free players here, double coverage players. And so on the fake spike, we get a push in the middle there from Adam Butler, and Roethlisberger kind of has to move off the spot a little bit. Trey Flowers is able to come back in and get some pressure on the throw, and then as Roethlisberger holds the ball, then the rest of the coverage collapses, and Rowe's able to reach out and get his hand on the ball, and Duron gets the tip. So great ending to a great game.
Fantastic ending right there.
Here's the same play from the end zone. You can really get a kind of a good look at the inside part of the play. You know, normally on a play like this, the tight end and the running back would tighten down to kind of give the quarterback a little tighter pocket. I think with just the way the play was rushed, maybe they didn't have time to do that. But Butler kind of knocks Pouncey back and forces Roethlisberger outside. Mm-hmm. And then Trey's able to come back, you know, underneath and get right there on the quarterback so that there's no chance to extend the play any longer. Roethlisberger's got to throw it, and Rose close enough to make the play here. So nice job by Jordan, Devin, holding this play off, and obviously by Eric closing on the ball, getting a tip here, and Duron on the interception.
Not bad right there. Great way to end it there. Hey,
thank
Merry
you.
Christmas to you. You're on a nice list, right?
Yeah. Yes, you bet.
Big guy will take care of you. All right, there you go. There's your plays of the week. See you next week. Everybody have a happy holiday.